Introducing Strap to the blind and beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
The future is looking brighter for young people with dreams of attending college thanks to a group of blinded veterans. For over 30 years, the Blinded Veterans Association has offered scholarships to dependent children, grandchildren, and spouses of blinded veterans and others. One recipient, Callie Santos, said, "My wonderful experience and personal growth at Florida Southern College would not have happened if it had not been for the support, generosity, and financial assistance through the Blinded Veterans Association Scholarship Fund." To learn more, visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with Guide Narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We're live. That's right, we're live. We're not dead, we're live. We're live from Orlando, Florida. It's our second hour of the radio. If you missed the first hour, I'm sorry. What can I tell you? You can listen at our webpage because we archive all the shows when the show is over. Go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Folks, as I did in the first hour, listen to this question. Three airlines that are no longer in business. Now, let me explain something to you first. Every airline, there's some city, state has some cockamamie airline. But I'm talking about airlines that everybody would know, popular. Okay?
Well, you did this off the air, and Gary got it 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, so I did it off the air. Gary got it 1, 2, 3. My son, I asked all the questions to, and he knew them all right away.
All right, let's get to it.
Here's the three initials. E. There was an airline that was in business, went out of business, starts with an E. E. The next one was N.
Million miler for E.
Yeah, N. And the next letter was N. So it's two.
N is a Nancy.
Yeah, two N's and an E. E N N. Three initials. E N N. All three big airlines. I'm talking big airlines. Well known. E N N. Okay. You got to get all three right. 407-894-680. Those three airlines are no longer with us. They were very big. E, N, another N. Two airlines had an N. One had an E. 407-894-1680. Okay? So you win $20 if you get it, all three correct. From your gift card will be from either from Walgreens or CVS drugstores. This is our anniversary show. Enjoy it.
One of them.
Yeah, second hour. Lynn, what do you have to say, kid?
Well, no, we don't have time for the other trivia right now, so we'll just wait to see if we get any callers with answers to your question.
Okay.
So I have a question for Chris. Here's a trivia question.
Yeah.
How many Easter bunnies did you buy for the girls?
Yeah, good one.
I didn't buy too many Easter bunnies for my children. I let my wife handle all of that because, you know, I'm kind of somewhat still scared of the public.
Oh, I see.
So if I picked up any bunnies, it'd have been some bunnies that was around the house hopping around. But outside of that, that's about it.
Uh-oh. Hey, Chris.
Do they like chocolate?
Oh yeah, they just love candy. Period. That's all it is to them. So I have to keep the candy away from them. They like their daddy. The sweeter the. Never mind. I'm gonna behave. I ain't gonna go there.
Did you get your shot yet, Chris?
I got a shot, but I don't know what shot it was. The doctor gave me something.
Okay. Well, let's start.
I went home late on that night and took a shot of my drink for me to get well. Some high quality H2O, that is.
But I gotta say, from this radio show, we highly recommend, if you haven't got your shot, please go out and get it.
And don't forget to wear your mask all the time, even though you get your shots.
Well, I got both of mine now.
By the way, we're still waiting for you to call in for that last trivia. Three airlines are no longer in business. One starts with an E, one starts with an N, one starts with an N. So the two N's and an E. And I'm talking about some cockamamie airline. I'm talking well-known airlines that everybody would know.
And if you know it, you got to call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
Like we said last time, Pan American, the gentleman got it right. But then people mentioned Aloha, which I should have given it to him. I was wrong. But that was Aloha was known in Hawaii. Not some place all over the country, but it was in Hawaii. Pacific, be honest with you, I did not know Pacific, and I'm using myself as the judge. If I don't know an airline, I'm not letting it in. And as the story goes, you can say, well, that's not right. Well, the old story goes, if I don't know it, don't count.
It's your show.
It's your show, Michael. That's right.
The point is,
your show, your rules.
So it's my rules.
Every time you do something like this, it backs up on you, Michael.
Right.
Yeah, so the point that I'm saying.
You don't want to use that phrase back up, right, Kelly, if you're listening?
Yeah.
So I'm talking about Three Well Known Airlines. Starts with E, starts with N, starts with an N.
So, Gary, what did you do for, I was going to say Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we did it early. We did it early. We had Big Mike over here, and we fired up a big smoker.
Oh, and, wow.
And,
I missed
and we had Mike and my brother Gary just down here on vacation with me, and Johnny came over.
Very nice.
Your old friend Johnny.
Hey, you know what happened to us? I don't know if you folks who listen to this one. We ordered wings, okay? We got wings, and when I tell you the wings are so small, I called up and complained. They weren't even an inch big. They were a disgrace. I called up and I said to the restaurant that we always get these wings from, these were not wings from a bird. This must be a pigeon or something. They were so small.
No, ridiculous.
They were so small, it was absurd. They had no meat on them and no nothing. I felt embarrassed to even eat them. They were so small.
The guy says, for eating such a young chicken.
He says to me, the price is going up, and I can't get bigger wings. I said, then you shouldn't serve this. This should be against the law.
Yeah, against the law. Yeah.
It was terrible.
All right, so I got Howie on the phone line. Howie said he wanted to take a swing at this thing again. Is that all right?
I'm going to ask my judge. Can a listener, huh? He can call back? Okay, he can call back. Okay.
All right, so let's go back over to Oceanside, New York, and let's talk with our good friend Howie. Howie, let's go round two, Howie.
Okay. Now, wait a second. Before you begin, Howie, there's got to be three airlines that everybody would know. Not I'm cocking any. Don't say
so. All right, we'll try that. First of all, I want to wish you good luck tomorrow, and let everything go well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I need it. I need it. Tomorrow, I need it. Everybody can pray for me. I appreciate it. Yeah.
We had Nationals. We had
that's
Northwest.
Good one. That's a hard one. That was the hardest of the three. National, correct.
Northwest.
That's correct.
And Eastern.
Got them right. You got all three right.
Eastern.
Very
you
good,
got Howie. It, Howie. Congratulations, buddy.
$20. Now, do you want the $20 gift card coming from CVS or do you want it from Walgreens?
CVS, please.
CVS, okay.
You got it.
So, Howie, back in the day, Michael was a million miler with Eastern.
Wow. What happened to all those miles?
What?
What happened
did to you lose miles? Them, or did they get absorbed by somebody else?
No.
You're forever.
What happened was Eastern was bought out by Continental, and then I used to fly Continental, and then Continental was bought out by United. So now I'm with United. I'm a lifetime now. I can fly first class. I can pay the cheapest fare that they put out and get first class for the rest of my life and Lynn's the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And we also belong to the club for the rest of our lives.
I have one wish for you two. May you be able to use them for the next 50 years.
Well, thank you so much. That's great.
Thank you. You're very sweet, Howie. Okay.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your gift card coming from CVS Drugstore for $20.
I said,
put that address.
I have the Oceanside.
You have Oceanside? Yeah. Okay. Oceanside. Thank you. See, by the way, folks, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Good night, Howie.
Good night, Howie. Appreciate your call.
Good night, people. Happy.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, so next week we'll be doing more airlines. We still have some more music trivia. Yes.
Can you think of something else?
I have other things in mind, but it's going to be difficult, too. I got one that's going to be very difficult.
Subjective. It has to be a finite answer.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, you and I discussed that one.
Do you agree, Chris?
Okay.
Oh, Chris is busy.
I discussed it with Gary already, the one that's no longer here.
Let's see, some people.
I'll give everybody a hand right now. I'm going to give everybody next week one of the things I want to ask you.
I'm sorry, Lynn. I missed that statement, Lynn. Say that again.
Said it shouldn't be subjective. It should be finite. It's one answer. What do you think?
Be quicker, one answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of dragging
you can't
out.
Do that because everybody's... Okay, anyway, here's a question for next week's show. Here's a question for next week's show. The question is, it's no longer here. You could used to find them everywhere you look. We're going to break... That was a good tribute, but... item. We've got a break. Don't go away. We'll be listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Be right back. Don't go away.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at WSBlind.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios.
We are back. Oh, yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Yeah, would you believe it? That's it. Our number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Did I say it nice and slow, Gary?
You did perfect.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And listen, folks, we got a lot more coming up in this show. But Lynn right now is going to take over right now. Lynn, you there?
Well, I better be here.
Okay, good.
All righty. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome another new friend, and her name is Amy Bovaird, and Amy is a blind author, speaker, and traveler, and we look forward to learning more about you. Welcome, Amy. Thanks
welcome,
for joining
Amy.
Us.
Welcome, Amy.
Happy Easter, Amy.
Happy Easter.
She's still muted. Oh,
she's still muted.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a second.
She's still muted. Amy, are you there? You're on the radio.
You have to unmute yourself. There
you have to unmute yourself. Amy, are you there? Hi, Amy.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
We can.
We can hear you.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
You too. Yes.
How are you?
What part of the country are you calling in from?
Northeast. Yeah. I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania girl. Okay. Yes. All right. Erie, Pennsylvania.
That's way up there, isn't it?
Like, Erie? Yeah. It's closer to his territory, Buffalo.
I'm near Buffalo.
Not too far from them. Not too far from White King. Not too far from Warren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm saying she lives, when you go to Buffalo, from Pennsylvania, go through Erie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Erie Canal, the Erie Canal.
Well, before we begin, before we meet you in detail, I have a question for you. It's very important.
Yeah.
Okay. When you eat your chocolate bunny, do you prefer the hollow or the solid chocolate bunny?
The solid.
We're going to head out. 3-2.
We're losing.
That's the today. Yes.
I like the hollow ones because they can pull off the ears.
Exactly. Gary and I think the light. That's the first thing I eat, Gary, is the ears.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So, Amy, tell us about yourself. We'd like to know more.
Well, okay. So, I spent most of my life teaching overseas. I was an English as a second language teacher. And so, I've taught in South America, Latin America, I guess.
Wow.
And I've taught in the Far East and the Middle East. So, yeah. And so, I did that on and off. I lived in 7 different countries. And then, just after I started my career,
Amy, I got to ask you a question. I got to interrupt you. Amy, with all these countries, maybe I'm wrong. I thought you were visually impaired or blind.
Yes.
You are?
Yes, I am.
And you traveled all these countries? No kidding. Yes. I'm impressed. And you taught English, too. Wow.
I did. Mm-hmm.
See, for our listeners out there listening to you, see that? There's people out there like yourself, the visually impaired or blind.
Were you blind since
travel
birth?
Travel the world. That's very interesting.
Are you blind since birth, Amy?
No, it's been a progressive thing, condition. So it's retinitis pigmentosa.
Oh, there we go. The famous. That's the same. Gary's got that
famous
too.
RP. Famous RP.
Yep, that's right.
That's what I have. Not another co-host has it too. Two of us co-hosts have it.
So you were traveling around the country.
Yes.
I mean, the country is plural.
The world.
Yeah. And so it wasn't really, it was maybe 3 years into my career when I found out I had this condition. And I had to make a decision if I was going to let this condition choose my life or if I was going to go on with my goals. And, you know, at that point, that was in 1989. So they didn't know much about it. So I didn't really have much to go on, but I decided to go ahead with my career. And that's when I was teaching in Indonesia. I had just gotten a job in Jakarta. So
I got to interrupt you again, Amy. You sound so young. You sound almost like a kid.
That's what I was saying.
89. My goodness gracious. You know, no, I'm not asking your age, but I'm hearing when you say numbers, I'm hearing your voice.
I thought she's in her 20s.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Yeah. So, yeah.
Go on.
And, of course, as you know, that you have RP, that it continually narrows. So I continue to teach, but I had some adventures while I was teaching. As I continued with my different jobs, I remember in the Middle East, that was towards the end of my overseas teaching career in 2000, maybe 5 or 6. And I was the head invigilator for the whole freshman class. I was teaching a college there of women. And I was proctoring, I was invigilating, heading it up. And I took the student to the restroom as protocol. On the way, I ran into a cement column.
Oh, no.
I had to leave and get pictures and have someone take over my job.
Oh, my God.
So at the time, that was quite awful. But now looking back at it, you know, it just is really seems, you know, that I should have expected something like that. You know, as it was getting, like I was missing a few steps and those kinds of things. So crossing the street was difficult, busy streets. And so, yeah, so I continued teaching until 2006. And my father was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. So I came home to be with him. And then he actually passed away within a month of my coming home. So I stayed home to be with my mom and to help her, you know, adjust and to do the things.
Bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I decided that at that point I wanted to write because I had a degree of master's degree in teaching English as a second language and linguistics. So I thought, well, gosh, I've just been to all these different countries. I might as well just maybe write about it because I didn't have the Pennsylvania certification, you know, to teach at a regular school. And in those 2 years, I lost a lot of vision. Like, I couldn't go anywhere. And I live in a small town, so I couldn't go anywhere without tripping over things or...
Does that have a cane?
I didn't at that time. I was just... And that was probably almost 25 years after I had been diagnosed. So I didn't have a cane at that point. But I decided I needed to go back to teaching because I wasn't making it as a writer. I mean, I wasn't selling enough. I hadn't written any books yet. So anyway, I got a job teaching Spanish at a local school. And then I also got a job teaching an Asian studies course at the college. Both of these things were near my house, which is another miracle. And when I noticed that all of these things happened at once with my vision loss, I started having hearing loss. I had been having it, but it was really noticeable in the classroom. And I went to this, my ophthalmologist, told me that I should go, and he gave me the name of the Bureau of someone at the Bureau of Blindness and Visual Services. And so I contacted them. They gave me a hearing test, and I found out that I had moderate hearing loss in one ear and severe in the other. And then I had, of course, I was, my vision was really advanced at that point. So they advised me to go ahead and get some training with a white cane. And I was just in such denial. I had been in denial for 20 years. So I avoided that. You know, I figured my students would not
respond. Question for you that all our listeners would like to know. Why was you declining the cane? Why did you not want to use the cane?
I think it was all psychological barriers, the fears. There's so many different ones. And I lived in a small town, so I figured if they knew about my sight loss, they wouldn't, like, my students wouldn't pay attention, or, you know, I couldn't command, keep control of the class. I don't know.
Could you honestly say you were embarrassed to use the cane?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a lot of it. And people, we tell here to, you know, if you're at a bus route, you can't have the cane folded up underneath your arm. You know, they're not going to see it. You put your cane in an open position, they can understand you're blind. You know, if you got a cab coming, something like that. But it's getting rid of the embarrassment. It's not embarrassing to be blind. In fact, that we encourage to use it, because Michael knows too that we go to the stores and people recognize the cane. If we walk into them, we ain't got the cane out. We're, you know, it's non-communicable.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it took me a while to learn. It took me that whole year to learn that. And I did start using a white cane. And it was incredible. At the end of the year, I sort of started getting this kind of feeling of adventure, like when I was overseas. And he would challenge me. My mobility instructor was completely blind. I had one of the few completely blind mobility instructors. And they would drop us both off, and I would have to find a certain location. So it was it became kind of an adventure, you know? And so I think that helped me little by little. Like, by the end of that year, that was 2009, that school year, I was, I at the end of the year, I started talking to my students about my cane. I had said I was going to do that right after I started using it, and I couldn't do it. I just kept and pulled it up in my file cabinet. But by the end of the year,
Amy, so tell us, not to interrupt, but tell us a little bit about your books in case people are looking them up.
Yes, you know, so we were just talking about white cane, right? The first book talks about that entire year and what a challenge it was, and what, like, highs and lows of that year, and how much God changed my outlook with this orientation and mobility training. So that was the very first book. It's called Mobility Matters, Stepping Out in Faith. And that's really my best-selling book right now. I mean, it's always been the one, because it just takes you right through my journey to beginning to accept it. And yes?
What is the name of the book?
It's Mobility Matters, Stepping Out in Faith.
Oh, and how can people find that book?
They can. It's on Amazon. It's on iTunes, Audible, and Amazon in audio. It's also in large print, regular print, and it's on my website, which is amybovaird.com.
So it's called Mobility Matters.
Matters, Stepping Out
in Faith. Lynn, she's copying us. It's Blind Matters and Mobility Matters now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you have any other
books? I got something for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Gary.
This would be for our sighted listeners. I think most are blind would know. But for our sighted listeners, you said you traveled to different countries with your cane, the white and red tip cane. Is that international through all the countries you went to that was recognized as white and red cane is blind?
Yes. But I didn't actually travel to other countries with my cane, because when I didn't start using it till 2009, and that's when I had come back to the United States.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that is the international cane.
Yeah, that is. With the red, the red, in some countries it means that you cannot hear, you know, that you have a hearing problem along with it, and in some countries. But, yes. And, yeah, I have 5 books in all. One of them talks about my diagnosis and my choices. That's to encourage other people who have fears and to not let those fears overwhelm them, but to go ahead and, you know. So I've written that. That one is called Hitting a Home Run, Blind and Thriving. I have another one called Cain Confessions, The Lighter Side to Mobility. And this is, some of these, there are six stories overseas, and then the other stories are in the States. And this is just kind of like, when I get into problems, how do I solve them? You know, and if there's, some of them are quite funny. There's a lot of humor in that. And so that's the second one in the mobility series. And then I have a couple. I have, I went through I lost two twins. I lost a set of twins and had a miscarriage. So the other two books have to do with that. And so that's a little bit different, but it's about coping with loss all together.
Well, you certainly know a lot about that then.
Yeah.
Our hearts are with you on that. So, and what is the name of the book about the twins?
It's called Seeking Solace, Finding Joy After Loss.
Wow. And that was good therapy for you, wasn't it? It was cathartic.
Yes. It really was. It has 45 devotionals in it. And the there's another one. It's a very short one. It's called A Time to Dance. And it's here in the States, but it has to do with losing the twins and what God does to, like, encourage me. It's a wonderful little book, just 15 pages. It's an ebook, and it's one of my favorites. It's just so nice.
What is the name of that book?
A Time to Dance, Finding Joy After Child Loss.
I'm going to look for that, and I apologize for our dog. She starts to bark at this hour.
Yeah.
So, Amy, tell everybody a little bit about your website before we say goodnight.
Okay, great. So it's amybouverd.com. And it's got it has a weekly blog called Insights, and I have also it has a bookstore, so all of my books are available there in large print or regular, or a couple are available in audio, and there's some free music that I've written, and there's tips and all kinds of things for sight loss. Yeah. So it's a very interesting, eclectic.
Positive attitude. You're something. You're something, young lady.
Such a positive attitude in life.
Oh, thank you. Sorry?
And she's so electric, Mike.
Such a positive attitude. What?
She's so electric. She's, you know, she's full of electricity.
Yeah, there's so much to tell us and to share.
Yeah.
It was nice to meet you, and I hope you join us on the air again sometime.
Hope you listen to the show.
Yeah, it would be wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, and happy Easter again. And yes, like Michael said, I hope you continue to follow the show. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Right.
And thank you so much for joining us.
Are you familiar with Keystone there in your area, Keystone?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Yep. And pass the word about
our radio sponsors. Keystone is one of our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Is that right? Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pass the word of this radio show now.
Okay.
Let everybody know.
Give the website once more. Amy Bouverd, is it .com or what?
.com. Yes. Amy Bouverd. A-M-Y. B as in boy. O. V as in Victor. A.
Go it again slow.
Okay. So it's Amy.
Go it again slow.
Amy. A-M-Y. Bouverd. B as in boy. O as in Oscar. V as in Victor. A. Alpha. I, India, R, Ralph, E, Delta, .com.
Okay. Well, you're something, Amy.
I look forward to looking it up, and I'm going to read some of your books.
Oh, thank you. I look forward to hearing what you think about them.
Stay well. Be safe
Amy.
Well.
Thank you so much.
Stay well.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Good night, honey.
Bye.
Okay, are we going to do a break? And then we can do it with trivia? Come back to do the trivia.
It's up to you and Chris. What do you want?
Chris, going to go to break now and then go to trivia?
Yeah, we can take the break now.
Let's go to break now. We'll come back with trivia. Going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with trivia.
Yeah.
not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. This is our first anniversary show. We'll be having the whole month of April doing our anniversary, since this is so special for us. 6 years now on the radio. That's right. We just completed 5 complete years. This starting of our 6th year. Believe it or not.
They said it couldn't be done, Michael.
When we first started the show, people said, who's going to want to listen to a talk show for the visually impaired blind? I said, well, weren't they wrong? And now 30% of our audience is now sighted. And for those folks that are in the car listening on the radio, hope you enjoy the show. Right now we're going to do a trivia.
One more thing, Michael.
Yeah, and I have one more.
What?
just in the future that we may be going FM.
Well, that's
maybe
after November.
We may be. We're hoping. Yeah. We're hoping it'll be in FM.
And I just wanted to tell a quick little story. You know, we've been on the air for, I don't even know now. Is it over a year because of COVID? We're doing
year,
it by
yeah. Zoom. Over a year.
Well, here's a trial and tribulation when you're doing a show from home. Michael had a sneezing attack from allergies. And every time he sneezes, this little chihuahua mix, she starts yapping and belly aching and making a racket. And I have to keep muting the mic.
Wait, I have to tell you this. Every time Lynn sneezes, she doesn't say one word.
She doesn't say anything when I sneeze.
If anybody else sneezes, not one word. If I sneeze, she yells at me. She starts barking at me.
So each dog has its own shtick, as we say. Yeah. Anyway, let's tell you a trick.
All right, so it's
that
trivia
is funny.
Time.
That's funny. I'm sorry. That is hilarious.
It is.
Yeah,
crazy.
Chris,
you should have heard it.
This is my trivia song. This is my trivia song. This young man who's singing this song is famous in many ways. I'll give you a commit. He's very famous. He's done many things. I'll give you some hints, and then you can hear who's singing. He owned a lot of real estate in California, a lot of real estate. He owned a sports team, which I can't tell you because if I tell you, then you'll know who it is. I can't tell you that. I'm not telling. Don't say that. I hope you didn't hear what she said. I hope you didn't hear what she said.
You could tell anyway, me. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
Recognize his voice, folks? Very, very noticeable. That voice, very distinct voice. 407-894-1680. I'd like to get a new caller. Let's get a new caller. A new caller. Let's call in. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Maybe we get a first-time call. That would be nice.
Yep.
All right. So I do have a caller on the air on the phone line. Calling all the way in from Delray Beach, Florida.
Okie dokie.
All right.
All right.
The name is William. Then I got another caller calling in as well. All right, but right now we got William on the phone line. William, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, William. Where's the other call coming from?
I don't know. I got to get it first.
Oh, okay. Well, we can.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Is this William?
Hi, yes. Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Is it William or Bill?
Either way, either one. Bill.
Hello,
fine.
Bill. Hello, William.
Okay.
How you doing, Bill William?
Yeah. Okay, the singer of that song, I believe, is Gene Autry.
100% right. You just
you
won yourself a $10
man.
Gift card from the Subway. Wow. Now, you know what sport team he owned?
Well, the Angels.
100% right. Los Angeles Angels.
And you know what I just read? That this song was composed in 1949 by Steve Nelson and Jack Rollins. And guess what? They also wrote Frosty the Snowman in 1950, the year I was born.
He sang that song, too.
Yeah.
He was known as what? The singing cowboy.
Yeah. They
Hey, Bill, I got a question for you, Bill. What did Gene Autry wear around his neck?
Oh, I remember.
Hmm. Not a hangman's noose.
What was his
Come
horse's
on.
Name?
That's
I
an easy
that.
One. That's an easy
okay.
one. That's an easy
What was his horse's name?
It was Mr. Ed.
I know.
Not Mr. Ed. Champ. Horse's name is Champ.
Champion. Yeah. So, Lynn, what do you wear around his neck?
Wasn't it a bandana? Like a bandana?
A scarf. A scarf.
Well, I call it a bandana, red bandana.
No, it's a scarf he used to wear around his neck.
Yeah, but you take the bandana and you wrap it
around. So Bill just went himself to $10 a scarf from Subway.
Yeah.
See, it pays to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Give your name, Bill, off the air. Give your name and address. We can send you the $10 gift card.
I have to go.
Who else on the line? Okay. Who else on the line, Chris?
All right, I got you covered. Hold on, William, all right?
Okay.
Anybody else on the line?
Nope, that's it. The other person didn't come through.
Oh, okay.
Quit.
All right.
Quit on us.
We can do mine real fast? Can we squeeze mine in?
Yeah, we do Lynn's.
He's taking, well, you have to wait. He's taking guys.
Oh.
Just 1 second. Lynn's got her trivia.
Somewhere. I know Chris has it somewhere. Oh, my.
Oh, my what?
Oh, my. I'm stressed out here.
You're stressed out.
Lynn, why ain't you stressed out, Lynn?
let me look at my date book for the answer to that question. Oh, my. Anyway, this was a fun show.
Yeah, it was. It was interesting.
Uh-huh. And next week is going to be another fun show.
I think all month's going to be good shows.
I think so.
At least to the 25th, then we're all going to have fun.
Yeah, I don't think we'd better do it. It's 8:52. Mm-hmm. We don't have time. So, Gary, what's on your agenda this week besides getting in trouble?
Okay, I can go into your trivia if you're ready.
What's that, Chris?
I'm ready. I can go into your trivia if you're ready.
Yeah, but the question is if we can take the caller.
We can do it now.
Yeah? All right. Sorry, Gary.
This is Lynn's trivia.
Gary's going out. Yeah. Okay, we'll do it real fast.
Then, Lynn.
I don't remember.
It's Lynn's trivia. I want to 407-894-680. Who's singing this song?
Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit. Your coat's mighty gray. Yes, bless God, it's made that way. Every little soul must shine, shine. Every little soul must shine, shine. Mr. Rabbit and Mr. Rabbit, your ears are mighty long. Yes, bless God, they're put on wrong. Every little soul must shine, shine. Every little soul must shine, shine.
Harry, did you hear me?
Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit.
Gary?
Your ears are mighty thin.
Did you hear me say that? Who it was?
Yes, no.
Don't. Okay, good. Nobody heard me.
No. But I think I know who it is.
Don't say.
No, but I think I know who it is.
Both of you.
Yeah, because I'm totally lost, and I'm playing it.
407-894-680. It's the last trivia of the night. Who's singing the song?
You got me on this.
I never heard the song, but I think I know the voice.
You know what, while we're waiting, I'll just tell us a little bit about next week, and then we'll take the callers for the trivia.
Go for it.
I just want to remind everybody to join us next Sunday, April 11th, and Sheila Young, co-host Sheila Young, will be joining us, and also we will have guest caller Max Ivy join us, and so much more. So that'll be another fun show.
On April 25th,
anniversary again.
We'll peek at our anniversary show and have all our co-hosts and some great prizes on the 25th of April. That's the last Sunday in the month.
I'm sorry I interrupted you, Gary. You said you're going where this week?
Well, I got Brother Gary here, and we're going out. We're going to go out and get us some gator. Well, he's down here from New York. We're going to get some frog legs, catfish, and gator.
Okay, I'm sorry I asked him. What else you doing this week?
I said we're going to go out and get us some catfish, gator. Yeah, all right. That's good stuff. But we're just hitting a couple good eating places he likes to do when he's down here. And don't know exactly when he's going back, but we've been having fun every day.
Push me off for it.
That's nice.
Okay, pushed off the chair.
So
you don't like frog legs, Lynn?
Nope.
No, I don't eat those things.
We agree on that one. Oh, my wife and I agree on that one.
If you could see, man, you watch them being fried in the frying pan. They jump all around.
No, that's a good thing I can't see.
Yeah.
Lynn used to get upset when the lobster came by and they had the eyes from the lobster.
Break it off and throw it in garbage first.
Some things it's good being blind.
Nah. Just good old Southern eating.
What are you doing, Chris? Anybody calling? If not, we'll just give the answer.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just sitting here waiting on the phone lines to ring. 407-894-1680. 5 minutes before the top of the hour, we got our good friend Carter in the building.
Hi, Carter.
Happy Easter, Carter.
Happy Easter to you guys. Great show as always.
Thank you, Carter.
Happy Easter to you, Carter.
Ash, Carter, we haven't seen you in a year.
Yeah. I almost came in tonight, but I didn't make it. Huh?
Okay, nobody's getting this song, so I have to tell who it is. Who's the song? What's the answer, Lynn?
Burl Ives.
I knew it was Burl Ives. I knew that voice.
Should have called in. Burl Ives. Hey, folks, wish me luck. 14 hours. In 14 hours from right now, I'll know. I hope I'll know.
When was that song done? It sounds like old. I never heard it. I knew the voice. I knew the voice.
I'm not sure.
He's got such a different voice, Burl Ives has.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, 14 hours from now. The new doctor I went to thought he can fix the problem. And I'm on a pill for the last week, 3 pills a day. It's crazy. I can't take the pill and have the pill. I have to wait 2 hours after I ate and 1 hour before I eat. Listen to this. I repeat. 2 hours after I eat and 1 hour before I eat, I can take the pill.
Okay. And tomorrow they're going to pull the plug.
Yeah, that's right. They'll take the catheter out. And I have to leave the office for 2 hours. He wants me to go drink a lot of water, eat something, go for breakfast, come back, and then he'll see. And then if I can, he fix me. And if not, I don't know what he's going to do next. I already asked him. I said, what's plan B? You're going to be able to urinate. I said, well, we'll see.
We want to wish everybody a happy Easter. Chris, you're going to play my outro.
Already rolling.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, happy everybody. Easter. Happy Easter.
Happy
Thanks
Easter, everybody.
Show, Gary. Thank you, Chris. Okay. Thank you, Lynn. Good night, everyone.
Be safe. Get your shot.
See you next week. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, don't forget, Soul to Soul Sunday's coming your way next.
Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the road of review. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade. Photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the roar of review. I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter. Down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long